And the animals that you get pork from are called?
Pig. Hog.
Okay. When they're first born, you call them?
So I think it's all the same thing with mm-hmm. pig.
What do you call the male?
A gudgeon. Gudgeon.
What about it in English?
Je ne connais pas comment t'appelles un mâle cochon en anglais.
I don't know the
difference. He said he don't know the difference. We had the name in French.
What about the female in French or English?
Well, for the hog?
Mm-hmm. It's hog.
Yeah?
It's hog.
And three, you mean?
Yes, hog.
Sore in English, he said.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up so he could be used for breeding, what would you say you were going to do to him?
Well, you just keep it and you don't cut the meal. You leave it like that if you want to breed some.
Well, if you don't want to breed them, then
well,
you...
They usually fix this, you know.
Uh-huh.
But so long we don't raise horse, I don't know, a pig, I don't know what they do. They might sell it.
Uh-huh.
Young, you know. They probably cut it
uh-huh.
like calf.
And the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back, you call those the...
Your crin.
Mm-hmm.
Those hair, those, the horses, you know?
Or, no, a hog.
A hog. The poil, the cochon.
What
like
about,
fur.
You know, on a hairbrush?
Mm.
The things that stick out?
Yeah.
What do you call those?
They're brand.
Did you ever hear the name in English?
No.
And the big teeth?
Écroché.
Do you have a name in English?
No, I don't.
Do you ever hear tushes and tusks?
No, that's it, you think?
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear that?
No, I never heard about it.
And what would you put the food in for a hog?
Well, they build an nose, they call that. They take two planks and build something like this, and piece on each side, and
mm-hmm.
just man like a manger.
Do you ever hear a name for that in English?
No.
And what would you call a hog that's grown up wild?
Cochon farouche.
Okay. Any English name?
Wild pig.
And you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry. You say you had to go feed the...
We have it separate most of the time because they won't be able to feed all together. They kick each other and fight.
Uh-huh. Well, what would you call all those animals? You'd say it's time to... Huh?
Well, we say it's time to feed all the animals, the
mm-hmm.
stock.
And what if you're talking about chickens and turkeys and geese? You'd say you had to go feed the...
Well, we call that in French a basse-cour. I don't know how it is in English.
Basse-cour?
Basse-cour. It must come from the French language.
Uh-huh. And if it's time to feed the stock and do your work, you'd say it was...
In the late evening.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say it's feeding time or chore time or fodder time?
Well, we feed it twice a day, in the morning and at
uh-huh.
night.
And
not the cow, but because the cow stay where there's a good grass, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't come around. We feed them in winter.
Mm-hmm.